The Holy Spirit sent me?
Yep, I'm here.
You're here again?
Yep.
Yeah. Watch him.
Hi, Jesse. This is Shalom.
I gotta get into them like that, so. And the kids are all around me, so I'm gonna meet them just a second, but I'm here with you.
Let's see, how many kids do you have?
All together, eight.
Eight children?
Yes, but five that I had myself, three that came from my husband. So, but five, we got all, you know, eight all together.
Oh my goodness.
21 the oldest, three the youngest.
So how goes the campaign?
Very interesting. I'm having a good time. Yeah, it's very interesting that more people who are upset are the Democrats. Which is, I mean, hey, I said this is about getting things done. I'm not, you know, whatever. It doesn't change who I am, so whatever you got a problem with, you got a problem with it. It's not going to stop me.
Yeah, you need to run for the issue and lay it on the line. After the whole shit of run around, put it right out in front of God and everybody.
Yep, so the day after that article came out, the one of the representatives asked me to take their picture. I'm not the person in the photo. Another person who I worked on a bill with where he restored the photographs for selling. And I said, you know, no problem. I'll take it down. Hey, no problem. No problem. They don't stop me from doing what I'm going to do. I'll just remember when I gave you that seat, what kind of person you are.
Yep.
I'm gonna
go on mute. We've got a pretty full house. Let me give those of you that are already here a bit of an update. We're going to record this thing and try to post the audio. In addition, everything at least from the time we start the meeting down. What I'm going to be doing is going to be extremely dangerous and fragile. So at some point in the thing, tell everybody not to interrupt. If someone comes in, Kitty, I want you to take right there, because I'll just shut up and maintain, because I've got to maintain. I can't do both. And ask them to please be quiet until I am through. Okay?
Yes.
Once we get to that point. But we're going to post the thing unedited for everything that this recorder will pick up. I have no idea what the whole that will be. We got a 3-4 house at the moment. So if someone jumps in, Kitty, and Kitty alone, not everybody else, Kitty alone, fixes, I'll maintain, hold the energy. Because I'm going to do an invocation and interrupt it with instruction at the same time. So it's going to be a little bit, how would you say, tedious, to say the least. Well, I guess everybody is in. Is
Gerald in?
Yes, Gerald. And Dave Schiffel is here. Change. Ernie, Creek, Tyrone, myself, Jesse, from up in Washington. And let's call this thing to order and begin. I'm recording now. Akasha, Air, Fire, Water, Earth. 13th of June, 2010. 1 Thomas 5770. Now the purpose of these Akurian instructions is to empower all true and righteous Akurians in the use and application of righteous powers and holy authorities as vested in me by the Most High as his living commander in this generation of fire. I caution everybody. Kickers of Truth, invited guests, intruders, and occurrences alike to beware of and avoid all abuse, misuse, and frivolousness. These entities, forces, energies, and vested powers are righteous and direct from the glorious mouth of the Most High. They will not obey anything or anyone not of the Most High's approval and authority. And to attempt any deviation from the Most High's agenda or any demonic endeavor whatsoever will result in absolute and ultimate destruction. Are there any questions about righteous powers and holy authority?
No.
Okay. Never use these forces against anyone with a holy seal. It's the admonition given when they cleaned the city, started at the temple. Anyone that had a holy seal was to be avoided and left completely alone. Everybody else was fair game. You leave everybody alone with these forces that possibly.
Whoever just joined us, please maintain silence. We are recording. Go ahead, Bobby.
Just like they did at the temple, everyone with a holy seal was protected. They were told not to harm those, but everybody else was fair game. Same thing with these energies. Do not, under any conditions, try to attempt to use the conjure for these against anyone with a holy seal, even in the slightest. Don't do a blessing, don't do anything. Just leave it alone. Okay, now with Akasha. Akasha also means in angelic room to exist. That's the translation, and that's what he is. Regardless of how infinitesimally small something is, it still occupies area, space, room. Even the highest frequencies of heavenly light and invisible forces and energy that can and do occupy the same space at the same time still require room to exist. That room to exist is provided by the elemental we know as Akasha. Without Akasha, room to exist, nothing that exists can exist. Time requires Akasha. Motion requires Akasha. Gravity requires Akasha. Inertia requires Akasha. The plains of heaven require Akasha. The depths of hell require Akasha. The Most High Himself requires Akasha, so that is the way He made things. Anything and everything you experience, see, touch, taste, smell, and hear is an expression of Akasha. And everything that exists that you don't experience, see, touch, taste, smell, and hear, is still an expression of Akasha. Creation rule number one. Everything you want must first have room to exist. Akasha. Wherever you want it to manifest, first make room. Whether it be a change in your lifestyle, health, wealth, prosperity, accuracy, knowledge, comprehension, understanding, wisdom, comfort, pleasure, or power, first make room for it to exist. Without that room, Akasha, nothing is going to change. Nothing. For the several decades of my reign, I have taken the precaution of handling the Akasha requirements for all occurrences, making room for them and their doings, whether good or ill. And my caution with this revelation is well founded.
Whoever just joined us, please maintain silence. We are recording.
As was my practice on behalf of the occurrence, because without Akasha, nothing can exist. Without Akasha, the elements of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds cannot perform as designed and designated. That brings a seeming conflict to the fore, as obviously a lot of things we don't want to exist all over creation and shouldn't once be removed from all Akasha, from those entities and situations. Well, if we don't want it and it's still there, we don't necessarily go remove all the Akasha from it, because everything is interconnected. Never be so complacent as to think that you can just do that. Not without consequence, you can. Creation rule number two. Once something has existed, there is room for it. And each and every consciousness in creation has accepted that existence, thus making room for it to continue to exist. To clarify, there is no instant on-off switch with respect to Akasha or any other entity, force, energy, or authority, because Akasha automatically makes time for itself to exist regardless of where the manifestation is located. Pay very close attention to that rule of clarification. There is a wide open secret staring everybody in the face, long suppressed to the bastards, but still there for all who will take the time to think instead of mentally blunder. The secret is mind consciousness, even of the innate, is the source of all ability to control slash change Akasha, and thereby to control slash change the manifestations of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds. But there is a rule to the rule. Nobody without a holy seal can affect such control change of Akasha unless within the awe of someone with the holy seal of the Most High. And that is why even our neophyte students, new seekers of truth, and invited guests succeed, were all intruders, hallelujah hackwits, socialists, and other such demonic mind consciousness would fail with severe and inescapable penalties. It is not a matter of belief or faith of any kind. It is a matter of righteous power and holy authority that can only be conferred by the Most High. Now, with creating new energy and redirecting old energy are two different things. We are going to redirect old energy. Now, before we go on, who else came in? There were two new ones.
The Crosley.
Okay, another one.
Oh, Coco, hi, baby. Bobby, I was in as soon as we started.
Oh, okay. We got a full house.
No, I have the wrong phone number.
It
means worse than this.
Well, we changed it because we got so many cutoffs from the other program. Okay. Are there any questions about Akasha and the elements or the sacred winds? Everybody's got at least a conscious working handle on that.
Okay.
Here down, I'm going to teach, and I'm going to do an invocation. Please do not interrupt. Someone comes in, Kitty has the floor. Stop them, I'll maintain. This is extremely dangerous. And if I get some idiot, I'm going to unload hell itself on them. The entities, forces, and energies we're dealing with are infinitely susceptible to direction and infinitely volatile. Now that's the reason for all black support of and subservience to socialism, including Barack Obama and his communist cronies. Removing Kush out of Canaan is an equal goal of these invocations. But do not, repeat, do not attempt to use any information in these forces, energies, or whims of this instructional to remove the great curse of Noah upon Canaan, nor the great curse of the Most High upon Cush. Use this information of this instructional to bring Cush out of Canaan and into repentance and observance of holy law. Now that's a fine line, but it must not be misused even in the slightest detail. Our example of this instruction. Now we are neck deep in national communism during a midterm election. Hopefully where the Ecurians can make more than our voting bloc difference. As all strategists, we must know the opponents and what they are doing and what they intend to do as their endeavors progress. Because the Democrat Party is openly and decidedly Marxist come communist, and the Republican Party isn't much, if any, improvement, the Ecurians have instigated and effected a Save the Nation via Restore the Constitution endeavor, as clearly evidenced in the Tea Party and independent voter grassroots movements. Now these things did not just happen. They are the end results of Ecurians' invocations of testimony, and we have the records to document it. Let us concentrate on the Democrat Party for the moment. I cracked the security of the Democrat high-level manipulators, since there's no defense against the spiritual Wi-Fi, and the Ecurians' invocations of testimony have made the Democrat Party's communist plans to be exposed to friend, comrade, and foe alike. The focus on individual elections for the Democrats will be to keep it local, while Republicans hammer away at the national teams targeted at right-wing activists, the Democrats plan to focus on bread-and-butter regional issue concerns like jobs. Democrats believe the emergence of Tea Party challengers in GOP primaries will help their candidates attract more moderate voters. A Tea Party candidate who wins the primary will drive moderates towards the Democrats in the general election. That thinking goes. And a Tea Partier who loses will likely have forced the winning Republican to move further to the right and possibly alienate modern voters. Now that's a very subtle communist tactic. And how wrong they are. The Ecurians have already sent the people against all incumbents, regardless of party, and a few incumbents who have massive party support to win in the primaries are still vulnerable in the general election in November. I advised months ago that we would see some incumbents win in the primaries and not to consider that as a failure of our invocations. Those energies were, and still are, long established and must be dealt with accordingly and never surrendered to under any conditions. When the energies of those circumstances were established thousands of years ago, they were neither done lightly nor without long-term consequence and all by deliberate design. Now we find ourselves in that non-existent on-off switch situation that requires us to redirect those energies, entities, and forces, rather than whine, piss, and moan, and wring our hands about it. Only the Ecurians have the firepower to do that. When the original Akasha was established for the global enslavement, thousands of years ago, all the elements of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight sacred winds will put in their respective order, as there is nothing inherently evil about enslavement the victims are willing to accept it. A very subtle sign, tapping on quite the truth, of a highest of demons of Lucifer's executive staff. They are damn good at what they do. The idiot elements among us will want to instantly throw these demonic bulls to the winds, flip our non-existent law-off switches, and go complacently about our delusions of victory. Time and righteous occurrence, especially proven knowers, will follow my instructions to the letter and learn the exact process to redirect those enemies, forces, and energies, starting with control of a conscience and implanting air, fire, water, earth, and the eight sacred winds in proper order to effect the change we know we must have. Because nothing can exist without a conscience giving it room, the first order of business is to establish the room we want for the purpose we want. And instantly, that is already accomplished in everybody's mind. With the problem that none of you have exactly the same purpose in mind that anybody else has. Close, but no cigars. Now that we've made room, we need to standardize our purposes to become one absolute purpose. Now that's far simpler than most would expect. The most effective way to standardize is to select something we all have the same infinite perception about. Either one of our hands. Now, Brigadier Malone is left-handed, but she has the same perception about her hands as the rest of us. In this practice, done this way, neither race, gender, education, economic status, or grade or rank in this holy order can make any difference whatsoever. So we envision this new Akasha room being in our hands. And just as instantly, we're all in infinite agreement. And Akasha is ready for the next application. We take absolute control of the ancient Akasha global enslavement, demonic and all. Now, it must obey the Eukaryans. Akasha. The Eukaryans want and demand a total change from global enslavement to global free enterprise in any and all applications. Life, satisfaction, thought, production, health, comfort, and freedom to be responsible for ourselves and everything under our dominion in our hand. Akasha, you shall cease room for air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds from all essences of global enslavement, and you shall deliver all the essences of Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds into the dominion and domain of true and righteous experience for now and everlasting, heeding and obeying none other save the Most High, and whom the Most High shall direct. That such free enterprise will cause many deaths and horrendous suffering of those who advocate global enslavement is of neither concern nor consequence to the occurrence. Now we apply the subsequent elemental forces and keep them in the same perception as we have Akasha, our open hand. Air, spirit and original Greek, although that is not where we get the proper title. Its quality, what it does, is motion, the ability to move and cause movement. Being the first quarter, it is also the first level of existence, now that it has room, Akasha, to exist. Any entity, force of energy that is stationary isn't accomplishing anything, regardless of its potential. Until something moves, for all intents and purposes, it is worthless except for its potential of its existence. now set in motion. East wind, Apollodes, east servant wind, Eura, spare not to move all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereof. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous agrarians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've established our agenda for the element of air to put free enterprise in the motion. We have redirected the motion forces and energies of global enslavement. Final. Expansion, growth as a result of its presence. Not only must there be motion, there must be expansion to achieve the desired results. There is nothing solely and exclusively one's own except responsibility for their actions. The Agurians want free enterprise to expand itself into each and every realm where global enslavement once existed. The room already exists and there is motion happening this very instant. Free enterprise, be now enlarged unto infinity. South wind no day, south servant wind wide day. Spare not to expand all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereof. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous Agurians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected all the energies, forces, and energies of expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. Water. Control both of the motion of the air and the expansion of fire. Without control, there's only chaos. The global enslavement invocations included as much chaos as possible as a diversion from the impending doom. Everybody is enticed to look at the crisis at hand without even a thought or word about the actual causes or manipulations. The quarter of water is that must control factor, and we're about to take both water and control from the global enslavers and maintain it in the hands of the Agurians. Free enterprise, be now solely and exclusively under the dominion and domain of true and righteous Agurians unto infinity. West wind Zephyrus, west servant wind Skyron, spare not to control all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereon. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous Agurians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected the element of fire, and expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. We've redirected total control of global enslavement into total Agurian control of free enterprise. Inertia, stability, manifestation in the Earth plane of existence. That's what it does. The Earth plane consists of everything we experience in physical matter and everything that has an effect on physical matter. From dark energy and dark matter that make up about 90% of all physical creation, even though we can't see it or detect it in any manner, to the very frequencies of the highest heavens, to the lowest frequencies of the depths of hell, the quarter of Earth is manifested. Free enterprise, be now manifest throughout all creation, upon the planets and the far reaches of space. North wind Boris, north servant wind Kaikes, spare not to manifest all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement. enslavement and all demons thereof, spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous occurrence. We make room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected the element of finite expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. We redirect the total control of global enslavement into total agrarian control of free enterprise. And we redirected the entities, forces, and energies to make free enterprise manifest everywhere in physical creation. All the essences of all the elements of a conscious air, fire, water, and earth here and now obey the true and righteous occurrence who are proven knowers of the great testimony, and none other save the Most High, and whom the Most High shall direct. Abandon all demons and all their minions. Abandon all Marxists, communists, fascists, socialists, and progressives, and all their supporters and dependents. Abandon all Catholics, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Levites, and Judeans, including the sons of Aaron, for they all failed all righteousness until the gates of hell are closed and locked behind them. I am Elohim, Elohim, Shammai, he that is called by the name of God. I have spoken it. In the presence of the Most High, I have spoken it. I demand all be made whole and manifest immediately, here and now. All the direction and redirection has been done. Now we need only to be patient and reinforce these entities, forces, and energies until the results are fully established in all the heavens and in all the earth's farthest reaches. The redirection took only a few minutes, but the momentum of thousands of years of global enslavement is not going to go away like an on-off switch, because the mind consciousness of the Marxists come communists, Catholics, Christians, Muslim, Levites, and Jews are still holding their vision of demonic domination. We're dealing with all of those at every invocation testimony. And that is a lot of energy to overcome. Permission to speak. Are there any questions? Damn.
I'm trying to wrap my mind up around everything you said. The questions will come next week.
What we're going to do, we will post the audio, and it'll be slightly different from my script. But we're going to post the script as soon as we can get it done and posted, so that you can read it. The invocation parts and some of the major parts are in bold. That's the only thing in it. Now you can take, but read it all. And for whatever you do, don't start reading this aloud with a target in mind until you know what the hell you're doing. I hope that's clear. We've got a point called the Most High will protect the righteous. Yes, he will. In judgment. They may be collateral damage. And if we get orders to take some son of a bitch out, I guarantee he's gone. I don't care if he's standing next to me. He's going. That's all there is to it. We are not some hallelujah half-wit, free about that, one the other, piss and moan, and nothing ever happens the way it's asked for. I'll bet I have witnessed 10,000 so-called prayers in the name of Jesus. I haven't seen one goddamn grain of result yet, and that's been over 70 years that I can remember. Someone come in?
No.
I heard a beep.
It was a click.
No, okay. Now, if you have any personal questions, I know that none of you want to ask those during these open sessions. First thing, it's personal, it's sacred ground, and nobody else's business. I will make myself available as I can to answer any of them for all of you, without exception. And all you're going to do is call me. The phones have a big enough audience. There's times that our conversations have a bigger audience than the Grand Ole Opry. But anyhow, we will do that. Or you can email me, or write me privately. It doesn't matter. We will do that. Now, are there any questions here about this one?
No, not for me. Not yet. Everything has to sink in with me, and as I mull it over, you know, over the next week or month,
Well, there's no question about the fact that what we are doing is extremely powerful. It is also extremely dangerous. It can't be jackass with. It isn't funny to anyone. And when the old man wants to make a perfect ass out of somebody, it's hilarious. But he never does that lightly. He only does that to completely disgrace the individual. He doesn't just joke back and forth like we will. When he calls Belteshazzar to shitty pants at a New Year's Eve celebration, or a Christmas through New Year's celebration, he calls him to shitty pants in the company of 1,000, which just means a great number, at least all the lords, princes, and everything of the land, and their wives, and their concubines, at this big whoop-a-doo party that he was throwing in celebration of Nimrod's birthday. Now, he shipped the royal pantaloons in front of that whole shebang, and everybody knew it. But when he saw the handwriting on the wall, a finger writing in hard concrete, if it please thee, and it said that the look on his face, the countenance on his face was changed. I'll bet it was. From older than thou smirk to the most scared one son of a bitch you ever saw. Not only was this hand riding over by the eyelash or where the candles were, where everyone could see it, it was writing in concrete, and nobody knew what the language was. But it's an angelic.
That's what I was going to ask. What did it say?
You've been laid, balanced, and found wanting. For the want of a better thing. In other words, you and everything you stand for. And remember, he was the head of the church at that time. He was what later became the Pontifex Maximus. Once they gleaned enough Latin to have that. Just like Julius Caesar was. Julius Caesar was the Pontifex Maximus of the what is now the Roman Catholic Church. And he was killed 44 years before Emmanuel was murdered. 44 B.C. before Emmanuel was born, actually, according to their accounting. So how in the hell could John the Baptist or St. Peter or Paul or any of the rest of them have assumed the seat of the Christ, the Godhead Christian Church, and the Hail Mary worship in 325 A.D. Now, come on. Total focus. Bullshit from one end to the other. We have a newcomer?
Danny.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Just got the gang in bed now.
Huh?
Just got the gang in bed and out of the pool.
Oh. Well, you just missed the whole bullet. But we'll post it so you can get it. I'll email it to everybody.
Is this the one about the records?
No.
Is there anything about a conscious record? They just took the element of a conscience and how to use it.
Don't even know what it is.
Okay.
You will. We'll send you a black on it.
Okay.
Now, that does bring up a good point. The difference between the Akashic Records, room to exist, and Akasha, the room to exist. The Akasha Records record everything change any of it. You can't move a particle of light back there. But everything in the future is mutable. All we've got to do is change our thinking.
Okay, I got that much out of AET.
Okay. Pretty much everything about Akasha is posted in that. And that'll be in the instructional when I send it out to you for the spirits of time. It's all covered in there. Now, the point of Akasha being that it is a factor to be dealt with. If you don't have room to do anything, then you can't do anything. And nothing exists from the highest of the heavens to the lowest of the depths. Nothing exists unless it has room to exist. Now, the fact that two things can occupy the same room at the same time does not reduce Akasha one damn iota. If it wasn't for Akasha, neither one of them would be there. So, be sure to remember that when you're doing your invocations. Now, I know that all of you have personal endeavors that you want to get on. Okay. If you need help adapting it, contact me. I will help you script it. Do not jump into this thing with your stupidity intact, or you're going to regret it. You cannot play with this stuff. This is worse than warm nitroglycerin. And you damn sure don't put that in the baby's rattle. And the consequences, the way I just set it up, are not just for this planet. I set it up so that it's going to take hell itself across the landscape as far as there is skin.